This is Paul Levy here from Fringe Review, and what you're about to hear could make for uncomfortable listening. Because this is a little musing, I guess, on the word amazing and on the use of superlatives in fringe promotion, in fringe flyering, in fringe pitching for people to come to your show. You see this all over the world, not just in the theatre world. I've noticed this at most fringe festivals I've been to, but I think I've noticed it most at Brighton Fringe in recent years. It begins with the word amazing, and it is irritating to some people to the point where they simply will turn in the opposite direction and walk away from your flyer and walk away from the show that they might have gone to attend because you've described your show to them as amazing or incredible or fantastic. I particularly like fantastic because it kind of suggests fantasy, which is that you're making it up even to yourself. There's nothing particularly wrong with these words, but it gets a problem when everybody's show is amazing, everybody's show is brilliant, everybody's show is breaking new ground, which suggests there is probably no ground left that hasn't been broken, and we're going to fall over because we're walking on broken ground everywhere. And the danger is that we all talk our shows up so much that in the end, of course, people get used to superlatives as the new mediocrity. And what you end up doing is having people either consciously or subconsciously not believing a word you say. And that becomes an opportunity when you're flyering on New Road in Brighton to actually just describe your show clearly, enthusiastically, if you are enthusiastically about it, even passionately, but to tell the truth about it, to describe it specifically, to use a few words in language that perhaps are more accurate and specific about your show and aren't just the usual cliches. So the suggestion here on social media, on Twitter and also face to face, is to see if you can stop lying and exaggerating. Now, you might be really irritated with me now because you think, but our show is amazing. Well, we probably need a little bit of evidence about that and why that is specifically the right word. I think you probably get it because outside the theatre world, we all get a little bit bored and irritated and can even be fearful of advertising that, you know, is using language to suggest something that is way exaggerating what the truth is. And the problem of that is if you do that too often, no one believes a word you say. And in Brighton, which tends to have a physical version and a social media version of everything, an online version, is if somebody does get approached by you at a venue or on New Road, which is Brighton's Royal Mile, and you just throw a load of superlatives at them that just don't ring true, if later they encounter your show via an email or via a social media group or a page and the same hype is there, then they're not going to believe it twice and that's it for you. They're probably not going to come, particularly if they don't like exaggeration. They don't like being advertised to in the theatre world in the way that the worst corporations do and the adverts that we have forced down our throats online, on TV and in the real world too. So you become no better than a greedy corporation where you either deliberately or accidentally hype up your show into complete lies. Now that might sound harsh, but I see it happening all the time and I get to watch people flyering on Brighton's New Road, and the people that jump out and say amazing may even get a flyer taken, but you often see it put in the bin afterwards. Now, the second side of that is it's a bit like the story of the boy who cried wolf, which is that if you do lie face to face or online, when the physical or virtual version of that is then seen by people, even if what you then write is true, they don't believe it either. Even if it's, you know, more articulate and a little bit more eloquent, the problem is you've already blown it by lying to them face to face or on Twitter. So I encourage you to really look carefully at the words you say when you walk up to somebody or you tweet out. Let them decide if your show is amazing. Let them tweet out a review. Let them tell their friends. Put that faith in the audience to recommend stuff. And you just go on with using words as creatively as you might have written your script, as impressively as you might have choreographed your dance, and as kind of attractively as you might have created an image that you feel really proud of. Make it authentic. Make it clearly witty or eloquent, and I think that authenticity becomes a bit like a rare metal. It becomes something that's unique. It becomes your niche. Because in a world of a lot of lying and hype, your show might just stand out for the truth that you tell.